Dialing.
Who just joined?
Ethan Walton.
Sorry, I was on mute.
Conference call.
Okay, now mommy's on the phone.
Aren't you glad it's just a podcast?
Thank you so much for tuning into our little show today. Walmart suppliers, we've got a very important one for you. Why is the content of your Walmart.com item pages so critical? Well, here's the short answer. Whether that customer is purchasing, researching, or requesting for store pickup, your Walmart.com page is where they're going for you to win them over. But how do you get them there in the first place? And how do you ensure your page content seals the deal? How do you improve your organic search? How important is keyword placement? Oh, here's a good one. As a Walmart supplier, why did you just receive an email about Walmart Marketplace? Well, our old friend, Mr. Stephen Bertram, has the answers to your questions, and he's joining us next. Please stay with us.
Please hold. Your call is being transferred. The Ethan Walton Conference Call.
Ethan Walton is here to support and educate the supplier community. If you have a question about our services or would like to know more about an upcoming class, we can chat. Log on to ethanwalton.com/chat. Our team is standing by to begin a chat session with you. We're happy to answer your questions about supporting your business. Chat with us today, ethanwalton.com/chat.
You're dialed in to the conference call. Brought to you by Ethan Walton.
Your call is starting.
And now your host, Jared Davis.
Stephen Bertram is our Vice President of Supplier Solutions, and he's joining us here on the podcast. Stephen, thank you for calling in again.
Absolutely. Glad to be here.
Hey, Stephen, you've worked with Walmart and you've supported suppliers for a long time. So let's start off with this. In your experience, why is it that some small and medium-sized suppliers really put less focus on their Walmart.com business?
Yeah, so there's three primary reasons I've seen. The first being that in recent years, many suppliers didn't see the value in investing in the platform. And that's simply because there was less traffic to Walmart.com in comparison to other e-commerce sites. But in 2020, monthly searches on the Walmart app and Walmart.com are up 71% year over year, as reported by the Walmart Media Group. And they've seen over 200% increases in searches for categories like personal care and food and beverage. So now if there is a clear opportunity, there's two other reasons that suppliers might not focus on Walmart.com. First being they don't have the time or resources allocated for the setup, the optimization, and the product maintenance of the item pages. And second being their lack of understanding on how the whole process works. Walmart has multiple methods of getting products to consumers, so sometimes it can be daunting to navigate the whole process. Suppliers have to understand what the purpose of the item listing is. Are we setting it up simply so items can be visible online to then be purchased in store? Are they physically shipping orders from their warehouse directly to the consumer? Or is Walmart housing the inventory and fulfilling the shipment to the customer? In addition to the supplier not understanding what tools are available to them, they also don't understand the fulfillment method to the customer.
So now we have a lot of small and medium-sized suppliers who, for the first time, they're really getting thrust into the world of Walmart.com. It's going to be really different. Tell us about this communication that Walmart has been sending out to select suppliers.
Yeah, so Walmart's planning growth specific to their marketplace platform now. They've been developing some new solutions for suppliers that utilize their marketplace, giving them new tools and insights in the seller dashboard, as well as having an option for Walmart to house the inventory and fulfill the orders direct to the consumer called Walmart Fulfillment Services. As with everything that Walmart does, they're reaching to be best in class in that marketplace platform. And now they have it set up with the right tools, they're primed to grow it. So now's a great time for product companies to get on board.
Well, let's talk about these suppliers for a second. If you're a supplier and you were in a store, a DSV supplier, or maybe you were just simply supplying to Walmart.com, what is the difference in now being asked to be a Walmart Marketplace supplier?
The primary differences are the platform being used to set up and optimize your product listings and the fee structure for partnering with Walmart, along with the methods for fulfilling the orders to the end consumer. While in the past, Walmart Marketplace might have been the least preferred option for product companies due to the lack of tools available, the lack of insights available, and having to fulfill the orders from their warehouses direct to the consumer because they simply weren't set up to do so. They're used to shipping their products directly to the retailer. Walmart has alleviated some of those pressures through these new tools that are available and giving the option for the supplier to pay for Walmart Fulfillment Services to ship those products to the end consumer.
And I want to mention, if you have a question about those Walmart Marketplace fees that Stephen was talking about, I've got a link in our podcast description to the marketplace fees for each of the categories. One thing that I do want to point out about Stephen's team here at 8th and Walton is that not only helps owned inventory and DSV suppliers with their online content, but Stephen, you also help that marketplace supplier. How does your team set each kind of supplier up for success?
Yeah, what we want to do is take the supplier's business online and do a complete analysis of what we see out on the item pages. From there, we'll lay out a strategic plan to identify an objective for what we want to do with that business, then provide the strategies that are going to help us achieve that objective, along with some tactics that we'll employ to execute it. So we'll provide that strategic plan at no cost to the supplier, help them identify what needs to be done. And then obviously we can provide that service to execute that objective. Our goal is for our clients' item listings to be fully optimized and best in class for the product category. If we look at a brick and mortar store, a great product at a great price that's in stock on the shelves can be enough to achieve success. You put it out there, the customer's going to pass by it, and you have a chance to sell it. Online, there's a lot more work to be done to ensure that the consumers see the products and that they see them early on in their search. If we're in search position number 200 in the search results, it's going to be hard to get the consumer to ever view our products, regardless of if it's a great product at a great price. However, if we can get that product to the first page and get it up in the top few results, it greatly increases the chances of us making that sale. So that's where we can help suppliers get in a position to win on Walmart.com.
I think there are a lot of Walmart suppliers that may understand some of the basics of what they need to do to get their items online. But with your expertise, what are a couple of those kind of above and beyond efforts that they need to consider to improve that online presence?
Yeah, so there's two key elements to ensure that your items climb the search rankings, which is the number one method to getting that purchase made on Walmart.com. And the first is through organic search. And ranking an organic search well comes by optimizing the product detail pages and the item listings so they satisfy the algorithm and climb the rankings. And there are a lot of elements behind that to make it happen. And those elements can happen within the system, the Walmart Marketplace seller platform, or within Walmart's internal supplier center system. A lot of behind the scenes information that needs to be entered and entered correctly in order to help us rise to that algorithm. There's also external elements with rich content that can help not only within Walmart.com, but also in outside search engines to drive traffic to those item pages. The second is through paid search, where once your products rank in the top 128 of that search organically, then you can spend to get your products into the top 12 of those search rankings, which is called in-grid placement, or get placed in the sponsored product section at the top of the search listings, or secure buy box placement that will appear on the product detail page of relevant or complementary products.
All right. So if you are interested in improving your Walmart.com item pages, if you just want a free consultation, I've got a link out in our podcast description for you to get a hold of Stephen and his team, or you can contact him by going online, 8thandwalton.com/contact. We'll take a look at your item pages and get you set up for success in the omnichannel world. Stephen, thank you so much for the information today.
Yeah, thank you, Jared.
The chairperson has left.